All right. Welcome everybody to the October monthly chat, which may be a little smaller chat, but that's all right. We got everybody who's here. So Travis is going to take us on a tour of his bathroom so we can all like marvel at how beautiful it is. Luckily, Shanna's not at home. In the tub, so we won't see her.
We haven't seen Travis.
We are going.
There's the tab.
There we go.
This is the most.
There you go. It looks pretty horrible right now. It's actually.
Don't tell your wife that you showed us your bathroom. She'll be horrified.
Yes. Yes. It looks like it needs to just. You know what? Our bed doesn't get made every night or every morning.
Michelle's there too.
Hey, yay. Michelle. Hello.
Good to see you guys. Look at that setup. We got computers everywhere.
Yeah. Love it.
Babies everywhere, computers everywhere. It's good stuff. It's kind of like our house. No babies, though.
No babies. No. The best thing that's happened here is about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, Alex calls me. Yeah, about 3 weeks ago, Alex calls me and he goes, "Hey, Dad, what's my social security?" I'm like, "No clue, dude. I know mine. I know your mother's. I have no idea." I'm like, "Why?" He's like, "Oh, I'm at the butchery," which is this like upscale
meat market.
He's like, "I'm here. I talked to the manager. He hired me on site." I'm like, "Great, dude. We'll get you that social security number. Like, let's get you going there, buddy."
So post COVID, well, California's not post COVID,
no.
But less COVID. And our son has a job. So praise God.
We are excited. We're excited for that. Yeah.
Can we see Travis and Christine?
Tom
and Christine.
Yep.
I was looking at Travis.
Sorry. We're
mixing people up. Awesome. So let's talk about what's been going on in the month of October.
Well, if you guys haven't listened to The Anatomy of a Female Orgasm, please do. This year was our single day highest downloads, mainly because of that episode. But if you haven't listened to it, make sure. It doesn't matter how long you've been married. I've had folks who have been newlyweds to, you know, 5, 10 years to 20 plus years, like stopping me in places, especially at church. And like, oh my gosh, that was unbelievable. So if you haven't, just make sure you listen to that one.
Yeah. I think.
And then pick up the book, The Vagina Bible. It'll do you some good, no matter where you're at.
I have it here. I don't think I've shown this guys.
It's fantastic.
A little light reading.
It's good reading. You know what? It's educational and just understanding. And then the other book that I would recommend for you guys to read is She Comes First. Fantastic book. There's some pages in there where you're just sort of flipping real quick. But overall, it's pretty interesting read that got us to that point to actually do that episode. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love that the guys are coming up to you at church saying, "This is the episode that I listened to." Yeah, in the middle of our lobby.
Wives aren't going to come up to me and say that.
No.
And I hope they don't.
Yeah, that's awkward.
I mean, they can come up to you and talk and say that. I'd be like, "Great, go talk to your husband about it now."
So we've had that going on. Tony and I celebrated 24 years.
Yes.
So thank you all for being a part of us getting to 24 years.
Yeah.
It's little baby distraction, you know. Mine are so big now that, you know, a cutie pie with a pacifier.
As long as they're not in our house doing that, then we're good to go.
Yeah, it's all good because this is like the best.
Yeah.
Ashton and Kate, like we get to see them. And I get like all the baby goodness and I can't even hear them. I just watch the fight over the remotes.
Yeah. So we celebrated our 24th. We were able to get away for a few days, which was fantastic just here locally. And it was just a nice getaway. And, you know what I realized after 24 years is Elise and I were going back to like our first one and trying to remember what we did along the way. And there's definitely some of them that stand out for some reason. And you guys may even want to do this just to have fun and just like, which ones really stand out? Which ones do you not really remember or trying to even figure out? And others, like there are years where we just didn't do anything. And it just made us appreciate, you know, where we are now. And just even just taking that time to just go, you know what? It was so nice to get away even for 3 days, even having to deal with the kids a little bit here and there. But it was just like, oh, And it was a perfect weekend here in San Diego. It was a bit warmer than we usually have in October. So we were able to enjoy the pool and everything.
So that was a big win for us, but you know, it's been a month since we've seen you guys. So what's been some big wins for you guys? Do you want to unmute them or do you want to?
They can unmute themselves when they get they want. Just share.
Anybody had a big win? Doesn't have to call it a win.
Just call it a win. Doesn't have to be a big win. No. Everybody's just.
Well, Tom and Christine are trying to decide if it actually was a win. we can see you guys talking, and so we're like, was it or was it not?
It was. If you're asking that much, it was. So just share it.
I love this because when you're muted, it's like we can make up our own conversations on what you're saying to each other. So we'll fill it in.
Go ask you to unmute. I'll force you to unmute.
Hold on. No, we can't hear you. Hold on.
Oh, hold on. That's unmute.
Or they might have to unmute themselves.
Unmute.
Can you hear us?
Yes.
There we go.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Good.
Sorry, we had to join. Like the audio is coming through my phone this Got time, it. Set up to the computer. I think. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what it's showing. It looks like that. Yeah, it looks like you're on your phone. But it's okay, dude. We can hear you fine.
Okay. Okay, great.
What's our win?
All right. We got to go on a little getaway.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There we go. This literally happened like 10 days ago. Right, last weekend, wasn't it?
No, busy 10 days.
It has been a busy 10 days.
Okay.
But we got a little getaway in, just the two of us. Christine's parents very kindly decided to watch the children for us. So that was great. So we got to spend some time together and do some fun things. We played some escape games. Which we really like. So it was really fun.
So when you say escape game, was it like a board game or did you go somewhere and do one of those escape room games?
Yeah, that's what we did. We went
the escape game.
That's what the franchise is called. Yeah.
So. I've never done
the best
one. What are you doing it?
We actually did two because
we're addicted.
We're really big fans of that. And you go like, so one of them was solving a fake counter-terrorist, plot line. So,
you basically go in, you're behind a closed door and there's like a series of puzzles and clues that you have to find and solve to unlock certain locks or get through certain doors. And then, I don't know, sometimes it's, with that one, it's, you know, it's a counter-terrorist. So you're trying to solve where the bomb is supposed to go off and stop it from happening or. We did another one that was called Prison Break where you're literally looks like you're in a jail cell and you got to try and get out. And so again, series of clues and puzzles and stuff and teamwork and it was really fun.
That's very cool.
Okay. I'm going to share something, which hold on. Where is that? No, that box. No, I just keep talking.
Okay. Well, but I like seeing people.
I know.
So you're like, okay, so other wins. Thank you guys for sharing that. Other wins that folks have had?
They may need you to unmute. No, they can do it.
Okay.
And if you can't unmute, just let me know. I'm looking for something real quick. Sorry. Because it's this thing that I saw it and it just made me think of you guys, Tom and Christine. Hold on. Sorry, you guys. I'll find it. All right, here it is. Somebody's raising their hand. I am sorry. To chat. Here you go. Okay. Yeah, did you guys finish your rooms? Yeah, you guys got out of it. Obviously, you're here.
Well, I think that person actually let you out.
We did get out of both rooms with time to spare, which was good.
Yeah.
I have a very good teammate. So.
If you don't finish in that time, do you blow up? Does something happen to you?
No. You just lose. You just lose.
Yeah. They'll give you hints along the way if you ask them to. And so really you not getting out is on your own shoulders.
Yeah.
But,
I put the link to the place that they have. It's a franchise. They have them all over.
They started in Nashville, but they started going all over. So I think there's one in LA and Chicago and
Minneapolis,
Florida. So
they're all over.
Yeah.
All right. And then I just
put a link. If you haven't tried one, try this one.
Okay. That's cool. We'll definitely. And then I put up a link for a box company that does something similar to this, but they send it to your house with everything in it. And it seemed really cool because it's like, it can go from like 2 to 4 hours, they say, depending on like trying to find all the clues. So it just seemed really cool. I talked to the owner of it. He's out of Utah. I just thought that was sort of interesting.
Awesome. Right. Okay. Now that I can see.
Yeah, that's cool.
I am going to ask who else has got a win over this last month now that I can actually see. And
hey, Jill, if we see you guys, Marty and Karen, we see you too. What's happening?
You've had 30 days. Surely something wonderful has
happened. We're Ashton and I are actually in the middle of one right now. I need your help coming up with a cool name for it, some sort of acronym or something, because I think we could definitely incorporate this into your our family here. It's a 7-day challenge, but it's a going back into the archives position of the month, pick one, try it out, and we're alternating who picks and all of that. So yeah, I don't have a name for it. I'm sure there's a great acronym for position 7-day challenge of initiation .inc or something. I don't know.
So, 7 days. You're doing 7 different positions and each of you are picking and you're going back and forth.
Yeah. And so the idea is to pick one, whoever day it is, pick one, send it to the other person through the email. And so you start the foreplay of all day researching and looking and it kind of works itself out without too much extra, you know, special thought, you know? And so, yeah, it's kind of neat.
I love that variation. That's awesome.
All right. So we got to come up with a name for it because there is a lot of variables going on here.
There is. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
If anybody else has a name.
Yeah.
Travis, the jokester, you can add something at any time. I know you love to.
I'm trying to behave.
You don't have to, man. We're letting you.
Shanna's not here. You can let loose. You showed us your bathroom, dude. Like, you're trying to behave? Come on.
Well, I got to text her.
We saw right. Your bathroom.
That is an interesting twist to
the positions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's like a position of the month club exclusive because somebody would, or a position post subscriber because those are the folks that have the positions. Mm-hmm. Or if they're, like, it's somebody that's done a challenge. If you've done a challenge, if you subscribe to the position post, if you've been a position the month,
or even the 30-day, when we did the 30-day sex challenge, I mean, we did all 30 there.
Because then you've got all those positions, and then you have the ability to.
But they're also bringing in the component of setting it to each other early enough so you know, so it's not like some surprise at the end of the day.
But I like that because if you did the 30-day sex challenge, you have them. You can still take a picture of them. Mm-hmm. Or you still have your emails, and so you sent those as PDFs.
But we're looking for acronyms.
I know, but we have to think through the process.
Okay.
This is Tony and Lisa. Vision, like, just name it, and I'm like, detail.
Just name the thing.
It's called marriage. Let's
go. Like, name marriage. That thing. I love it, though. So how many days are you guys in? 4. Boom. 3. Day 1.
Day one for the fourth time. Keep going.
Yeah, just keep on going.
Day one for the fourth time. Just
day 5 always for me is always the hiccup day. Like, that's the day for me where I'm like, all right, come on, let's go.
It helps when the low desire comes up with the whole idea too.
Little kudos. Yeah. Funny how your camera just keeps shifting like that. Yeah. That's just like, wow, how did that move? That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And doing
okay.
That.
I will share because that actually brings up something that happened about 3 weeks ago, I guess. So during Shanna's period, I had requested a BJ.
Yeah.
Sometime during, like, ahead of time, requested, like, during that week. And she agreed. And then that never happened. And so then she said, okay, well, how about we do 14 days and she sleeps naked every night? And I wasn't going to tell her that that was way more than I'd really, she negotiated against herself. Like, but I didn't tell her no. And so that worked out. I wasn't
judging you, not taking a side. Very well done.
Yeah. Yeah. So
is that your case? And then we'll make a decision really on that. Yeah.
So I accepted her first offer and it went pretty well. So,
all right. So you did all 14 days?
Yes.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Congratulations.
Wow. That is such an interesting equation there. Cause I'm like 114. I don't know. It's like Common Core math.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
That is total common.
Well done. Well done. The sleeping naked is awesome. Right now it's starting to get cold here. So that probably is off the table for us until next summer when it's 90 and then it's still cold.
Well, she's getting ready to bust out her flannel pajamas with the big flap on the back.
So that's why you said yes, because you're like, it could be, you know, spring before this happens again. So,
exactly.
Yeah. No, that's good. You're like banking up days. This is actually, yeah.
Love it.
That's smart. That's a huge one. That's awesome.
Yeah.
What other wins
do we have?
Go ahead, Karen.
Go ahead, Karen. Can you get off? Let me see. Hold on. Let me.
Okay. Yeah. Because I'm on my phone this time. But here's our win. This is what we did. So we made a list right here. You probably can't kind of see it.
Yeah, it's very.
But it's a list. It's a list of the 40 positions that we've got since we've been in here for almost like 2 years now. Mm-hmm. And so in the spirit of the election, we decided to do ranked voting. And so we rated them from 1, 2, or 3, like 1 we really liked. And 3 were like, it's okay, but you know, that's not one of our favorites.
Okay.
And so then now I got to take this list and I got to put them like 1s or 1.5, because if I give it a 1 and he give it a 2, or, yeah, you know, I give it a 2, he gives it a 1. And then, you know, we got it on like 1, 1.5, 2, 2.5. And then we're like, if we get in one of those situations, like we always do, like, what are we going to do tonight? And we're like, I don't know. And I'm like, well, we can pull up the list and say, okay, we both voted 1 on Take Flight or Cowgirl or Spooning or Sandwich. I'm looking at the ones. Sweet Something. These ones we all voted 1s on, each of us.
Okay.
So these would be the ones where we're like, okay, let's do one of these.
Right.
Or if we really want to be adventurous, we could do one that we pick 3 on. Like Hang Loose. We don't like that one because my head hangs over the edge or something.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
or like the Cobra. I think we did that one. But, you know, that's what I mean. So that was our, like, hey, I was like, what were we talking about the other day? Ranked voting, you know, like, yeah, that should be a thing. I'm like, but let's do that with our position.
Yeah, it's much better than to do that with politics, right? Like,
I know, right? This is more fun.
We're going to have to vote on something. Let's vote on positions.
Well, what I love about it, though, too, is your guys' intentionality of going, hey, we're going to keep this tight, like 1 to 3, 1, we loved it, 3, we could do it on occasion. And then coming together, though, and averaging those 2 out to go,
yeah,
okay, 1 and 1 was a 1, 3 and 3 is a 3. We have the halves. And then you're able to rank that from the 1 to 3 and look at all 40 of them and be able to go, I think that's I think that's genius. Yeah. Like, just to be able to think of it that way and go, all right, well, here are 1s. So let's just go to it. So way to go. I love it.
So,
yeah,
I am noticing a common trend. In the wins this month,
yes.
In terms of having fun and the intentionality, I do think we definitely need next October to make sure that Sextober happens again.
It's a real thing. Yes.
It really seems like for a number of you, it's a thing this month. So I'm
it's the only month where you can do Sextober, like sex something.
Yeah.
Like sex,
yeah.
Annually.
Yeah. And my birthday is like tomorrow. So, you know.
Oh, happy birthday.
And so we had to start like a 7-day sex challenge. We're like on day 4, I think, but we've done it like 5 days. Cause one day we did it twice. So, you know, it's like, well, we can't do 30. Let's just do 7.
There you go. There you go. Awesome.
Okay. I can mute myself again now. How you do that.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah, we will definitely, we already have it on the calendar actually to do Sextober next year, because that was definitely something we thought of way too late this year.
Yes, but obviously you guys didn't. So kudos to you for being way ahead of where Tony and I were.
Yes.
That's good.
Have we even had this challenge? Have we done a challenge this year?
We'll double check.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say early this year. I thought we did it.
I don't know if we have. If we haven't, you better get it on the calendar.
One more day's got to go on the calendar. Except I will tell you this. I'm not negotiating like Shanna did.
I'm not negotiating. Yeah. I'd rather you would. Awesome. All right. Anybody else? Either of you guys? Any of you guys?
Oh, gosh. Good stuff. All right. So what else do we have coming up here in the month of October? So Monday night, we have the intimacy workshop.
Mm-hmm. Six pillars of intimacy workshops coming up, the next one.
Yeah.
That's all we got.
Oh, yeah, because October is, it's already November next weekend, you guys.
November.
Oh, so don't forget to change your clocks next week.
November 1st. Yep.
Full moon, Halloween.
Yeah, clocks. Full moon, the whole thing. Saturday, Sunday. It's going to be a fun weekend ahead.
Does that mean we get an extra hour?
No, next weekend. That's the next weekend.
Yeah, not this weekend. Next weekend.
Yeah. Yes, you get an extra hour. Fall back. So at 2, it becomes 1.
I am 46 years old. And this whole which way does the clock thing go? And is it ahead or behind? Still continues to baffle me. And the whole fall ahead, spring ahead, fall behind.
Fall back, like, spring forward.
But that doesn't make sense to me.
Well, think of a rabbit springing forward and fall, and you fall backwards.
But
that's the way I think of it. I don't know if anybody else wants to help her out. I've been trying for 24 years.
I'm just in favor of the fact that we should go away from it entirely. And then well, it would make my life easier.
But it's not happening.
Yeah, it's so. Just too
complicated. It doesn't matter when you have 5 kids if you're forward or back, because they're on the same schedule regardless.
Regardless.
Either way is painful.
Yes.
Either way is painful. Yeah. If you have kids, period, it doesn't matter how many.
The young ones.
Because they just don't sleep right around it, and it's hard. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. It's been sort of chill, which is sort of nice. We're coming to the end of the year. I am praying for just like all of everything of 2020 to be done. I was so excited for it, and I'm ready for just an awesome sort of joyful November and December for all of us. Yes. Like, in all honesty, just boom, let's hit 2021 and get running. And even today has just been like, heck, I don't know for those of you who have older parents or anything, but Elise and I were doing an interview today and my phone rings and it's my mom. And typically it's no big deal. Like, I talk to my mom like once or twice a week, sometimes more. And I think I'd already talked to her this week, like on Monday. So I was like, I saw it ring and I'm like, no big deal. And then I look over and Elise has her phone and it's ringing and it says mom. And I'm like, that's a bit odd. So then I jump off. And she's calling me from the ambulance today, going to the ER. And so it's been a bit of a weird 7-8 hours just talking to her, because she's like, I don't want to be at home tonight by myself. And I'm like, mom, let's just see where you're at. So I'm just praying for just like a nice mellow, November, December. That's what I'm going for.
Uneventful. Love stress.
Yeah,
probably. And that's why we should all do what the Susies did and just, you know, vote positions, right? They vote positions instead of politics.
I think that's a good idea.
That would actually, like, we should make that a tagline. Vote positions, not politics, right? And it's actually a whole play on that thing.
Kate Nashin can vote on the 7 they've done.
Yeah.
Because they've picked out 7 new ones this week.
They were picking, right? Yeah. You know, so they're already voting.
Well, yeah.
Scoozies are voting. I mean, we got a few of you that are already voting on positions. So I think that's gonna be the tagline in 2024. Vote positions, not politics.
We could definitely do it. I'd be up for trying, like, going through all the different ones and seeing.
Yeah, I gotta write that down.
Yeah, write it down. There you go. So anything you guys got? I mean, in all honesty, this is your time to chat. So please do. But you have to unmute yourself if you're going to. And if it doesn't unmute, I will unmute you.
Okay, here's one thing. But since Tony said that, like, my mom has been in the ICU for the past week and a half.
Oh, crap.
but she lives in Illinois and I live in Massachusetts, but my brother and my sister lives with my brother and his wife, and my sister lives there. But she had like congestive heart failure, pneumonia, AFib, like a pint of fluid on her lungs, or maybe it was a liter. And she had like that hyperthyroidism. It was like so many things. And she said she's getting better. But then she said today she was going to get out. But then 30 minutes later, she texted me saying, no, I'm not getting out. I'm like, why not? And she goes, because now I got blood in my urine, because she has to take blood thinners for her heart. And I'm just like, this poor woman. I know she had like diabetes and like, what was the other thing she had when she moved there? And she had like, oh yeah, she had like some sort of high blood pressure or something. But she had all this stuff and she hasn't even been to the doctor in 5 years. I'm like, really? You haven't even been? And every time I talk to her, she's like, oh, I'm fine, I'm fine. And I'm like, well, you don't get to that condition overnight, girlfriend. So I just keep praying for her, you know, and it was kind of creepy, but you know, cause she ended up with pneumonia like 5 years ago, but now she's back there and, you know, and I'm like, and my brother used to be a paramedic and his wife is an LPN. And I'm like, you guys haven't taken a doctor in 5 years. And she's like 69. So, but she like smoked for like 50 years or something. So that's not really helping things either. So, but now I don't know. I'm like, they're just taking good care of her. That's what they said. They're taking good care of her. So that's good.
That's awesome. Life hits us. Like, and that's part of it. Like life hits us. And there are definitely times I would say like in our marriage and when we've gone through things like this, where it's just sort of like, I just need to take a little time out and just chill and just like do what's on our plate and call it good. And having Elisa to be able to talk through these things is definitely helpful, because if not, you know, that's what I'd say to you guys. Those of you who are doing sex challenges, it's awesome because you guys are being emotionally intimate with one another and you're staying connected. And even during tough times, you know, always make sure that you're finding some way to get that intentional time together, because if not, then you guys know the wheels start to fall off. And luckily, you know, Elisa and I had the opportunity after talking to mom and even just before getting on, just talking to her and just got to talk to Elisa a little bit about, all right, what's next? Like, what does this look like? Mm-hmm. So those are conversations we're constantly having and reminding ourselves, like we can't, for those of you who have older parents who are going through stuff, like you can't change their mind. You can just talk to them and encourage them like I do with mine.
Definitely. Definitely. Anybody else have anything?
Anybody come up with the name for Caden Ashton's escapades there? Acronym or anything?
I kind of feel like it's a back to the future thing, right? Like you're going back and you're bringing it to the future, like going back, but future great sex. I mean, like we could, you know, back to the future.
That's good. Is school back in San Diego? Well,
sort of.
Public schools aren't, but Alex and Abby go to Cathedral Catholic, so we're at a hybrid. So they go back, they're in school Mondays and Tuesday, and then Wednesday, Thursday, they're online, and then Friday is flex day, which means that they don't go to school.
So basically they're on campus a day and a half,
yes.
Home for school a day and a half, and then no school on Fridays.
Yeah. So it's actually been fairly all right. I mean, they've seemed to have adjusted okay.
Yeah.
Football is still not on the table until January. So that's part of like for us too. It's just, this is an interesting fall, not having any football. Mm-hmm. So it's been nice in all honesty, like it's sort of nice. And it's tough because we want to see Alex play, understand, but it has been nice. And
we've had a lot more flexibility and freedom in the fall than we have in the last 6 years. Right. So now, that is epic.
So now having the rest, and then like I was saying, that's the rest. And then come January, they start playing. And so football would go from January to April. And then Alex graduates in May.
Yeah, in May. So
it's sort of like.
So the spring will be, you know, nose down.
And I will say it was Sunday. We are going through Jack and Box because I wanted an iced tea. And for some reason, I was thinking of Alex and Abby, and we were about to order. And I don't know, it just hit me. Like,
it's doing it again.
It's hitting me right now. It just hit me like Alex is going to be gone. I started bawling, just bawling. Like, and I'm excited for him to leave too. like I'm on the side of like, I'm it's excited. Sad, like I'm excited to see my kid, you know, get a job and get out of here and want to, you know, do his thing. But my goodness, I was like, all right, compose myself here. I got to order my iced tea and we got to go speak at this, this group we're going to. So yeah. It's been an interesting, interesting period, but they're cool.
Yeah. The kids are handling it well, between church activities and, you know, regardless of all the different restrictions in California, they've still got a pretty active social life.
Yeah.
So,
and I don't know what you guys hear about California, like how restricted it is. There's a lot of mandates that go on. I would say the majority of us don't listen to them and we just go about our lives. Yeah. We do wear our masks in places where they call us to wear them. And most people are like that. If you see somebody outside exercising, other than walkers, pretty much people aren't wearing masks. I mean, the beaches are packed. You go to a restaurant, they won't let you eat inside, but outside is completely packed. So I don't know what it's like outside of California. It's still a pain being here because of the mandates and certain things, but we're still just living our life. Like we've been going back to church since end of August and August 23rd.
Oh,
wasn't it August 23rd?
Maybe.
All right. So I don't know what it's like, but we're just sort of like just going after it. But we do have to follow some of these mandates.
Very mixed emotions about kids in the house. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. It hit me, man. I was just like, wow. But knowing what we've gone through, just feeling those emotions and not like trying to stuff them in, just like feeling the emotion and allowing myself to be in that place to just go, okay, cool. And then talk through it. Elisa started laughing at me because she thought I was laughing.
He had his son, okay.
She just started laughing at me. I'm like, I'm bawling here, woman.
No, he had his stop. He had his sunglasses on. We're just about to pull up to the drive-through box or whatever there at Jack in the Box. And he looks at me sideways and he's making the sound that could have been interpreted as either a laugh or a cry. And so I had to actually look to see, oh my gosh, there's a tear rolling down his face. Okay, this is not a laugh. Like, because he jokes about Alex leaving all the time about how happy he's gonna be. And Abby and I are like, you know what? You're actually gonna, like we've been telling him for a long time, like you're really gonna be sad when this kid leaves. You've got a great relationship with your son. You're gonna miss him. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh wait, no, he really is gonna miss him. Like he's processing. So it wasn't that I was making fun of you. I just didn't know what you were doing.
I know.
You don't, Jack in the Box drive-thru is not a place where you've cried in front of me before.
Yeah.
So that was new. I it's a different experience, yeah. Right? And we had to adjust.
That's all. Ashton, seventh position pillar. Or go pole position, like more like F1 racing, like you're in pole position.
No.
No? All right.
Pole position, I think. No.
That doesn't work. Where did your head go?
Like, I was thinking a stripper pole. Straight up. That's what I was thinking. Although here's a variation on the 7 days of sex challenge. You could just have 7 days of positions that all involve a pole. So, I mean, it could, you know,
then you'd have to have the pole in your house.
There are.
Travis is like, hold on. Hold on.
I know that there are people in this group that have swings and things like that fixed in their house. I'm just saying.
So, I was going to say, that can be installed. That's not
exactly. I knew you were here. So good that you're here tonight. Because I knew that. And so, like, when you said that, I'm like, surely you can come up with some kind of explanation for your kids on why you have a pole in the house.
Yes.
Right? Because isn't the swing for like back problems and stuff?
Yes.
Yes, it is definitely.
It's a yoga swing.
And we don't have a pole.
A yoga swing.
Yeah, there's no pole yet. But
no.
But yeah,
seven by seven switcher. That's good.
I like switcheroo. Switcheroo could be fun.
Yeah.
Could be fun.
Yeah. And I do sort of like the 7x7. It's 7 days, seven positions.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
49 different combinations.
Or statistically, there's probably more.
Travis.
Yes. Or statistician, whoever's statistician.
Statistician. You okay? You need a drink?
No, I'm choking on
it. You crying again? You need tissue? I have tissues too.
Oh, I know.
Tissues.
Just got me all prepared. Thank you, honey. All right.
We're 7x7 switcheroo. Let me write that down.
Yeah, write that down. Any other things, you guys? We are going to do November. Will be It's going to be like the week before Thanksgiving, just FYI. So next month we change it up. In December we haven't looked at yet. So just keep that in the back of your mind. And I'll make sure to get it up on the calendar like I forgot to do this month.
Yes, it's going to be just so that it's in here and you guys all have it. It is on the calendar for Monday, November 16th.
So Monday, November 16th, 5 p.m. still the same time, mm-hmm. because then the following week would be Thanksgiving. And we just figured try to push it as far in front of Thanksgiving.
We just assumed you guys didn't want to have turkey with us. So we didn't want our feelings to be hurt. So we moved.
And we don't even know what we're doing for Thanksgiving or where we'll be.
That is also true. So
we're rolling the dice this year. Yeah.
It's 2020. It's all good. It's all good.
So, all right. Yeah. The twins will be one... Whoa, really? What's your birthday?
How is that possible?
The 11th. 11-11.
Wow. Holy crud, man. Can you believe it? And then which one of them had to go to the hospital?
Brick.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, with RSV.
There he is. He's like, the one who had all the RSV. Like, he was in the hospital for like 10 days, wasn't he?
16
days.
Mm-hmm. Look at him now.
Look at him now. He's all healthy and going. Nice.
Terrorizing his sister and all that good stuff.
All the good stuff.
Taking the remote control.
Yeah. He laughs at her when she cries. It's great.
Laughs at her. What a nice twin. That's what they do.
Oh my gosh.
All right, you guys. If there's anything, nothing else.
We loved hanging out with you guys tonight.
Yeah, good, this was fun. Everyone. Just having a small crew here, so it's awesome. I'll make sure to get the recording up here probably in the next 48 hours. Probably get it done tomorrow, so you'll see it. And I'll also put it just right there in Facebook so others can see it as well. But it's great seeing you guys. We'll see you in 3 weeks,
mm-hmm. and we'll get that up in the calendar.
Yeah, and we'll get that up in the calendar for sure. That was bad not getting up on Facebook. That was my bad.
It happens.
All right. Love you guys.
Good night.
Good night.